similar to Chief's Day. Our day is spent with Incident Command working on pretty much kind of five areas or five priorities: testing, patient flow, just getting all of our different patient care areas and services, health services that we offer to the community, and making sure that our flow is figured out and we know who's going where. Today was a big day in that we set up an alternate care site. We were able to work with the Community Christian Church at the bottom of Bartlett and activate a many-year memorandum of understanding with them to begin the steps in setting up an alternate care site. We stay focused on staffing and making sure that all of our staff, we have a lot of staff that are kind of being added, or not added, but moved into new areas than what they normally do, getting everybody trained and settled into their new roles, and just supporting staff, and then working on safety for staff and patients. And that's really much, very much about supplies. So whether it's working on PPE or supplies for patient care and the actual setting of the hospital and the room environments and everything, but just really making sure that we have everything set for safety. So those are kind of the areas that we look at and revisit and work on every day.
Mm-hmm. You know, over the weekend, we spoke a little bit about homemade face masks. Has there been any update on how folks can get involved in doing that? It seems to be the fad all across the country.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly needs to be the fad in our community, because we have hundreds of callers and helpers wanting to make them, and we have dozens of people who call and say they need them. And so we definitely have a supply and demand that's matching. We're so grateful to the city for taking the lead on being the hub for what items are needed and what items are out there in the community, and connecting those, not just for the hospital, but for the grocery stores or the taxi drivers or anybody, any of the clinics or anybody.